When springtime hits in Chicagoland, you see your tulips and daffodils pop up, and there's something on the roadway that you see pop up, and they are potholes aplenty. Bill, I thought of you. I'm driving along, avoiding potholes, seeing the potholedummy.com billboard. I'm like, what is this? So I have to look into it a little more because you have had some terrible problems with potholes.
I've lost three tires, completely lost three tires. Another one was flat because of a pothole, but three different times I needed to have my car towed after hitting a pothole. City doesn't do anything about it. They know that they're there.
So would you say you hate potholes more than anyone in the whole wide world?
I'm right up there, yeah.
All right, well, I may have a ride-along ready for you. On the line with us right now is Steve Hagen, manager of product marketing and online assortment for Advance Auto Parts. How's it going, Steve?
Very good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. And in the studio with us is, I was going to say Mr. Pothole Dummy himself,
oh,
but
that's
not
title.
Nice. Daniel Strauss, actor, you're with Second City, and you are driving this Dodge Charger all over the city, aren't you?
That's right. I am the Pothole Dummy. For a week, I took that Charger. I am dummy number one all across the city, driving into as many potholes as we could find. And we found quite a lot of them. We found 1,110 potholes.
So. What? Seriously?
Yes.
In
that
what
is,
span of time?
It was a week. So we started on Monday. We drive for pretty much 6 hours every day till Friday, and we were able to crack 1,000 potholes, which was a real momentous moment.
All right. It's a 2007 Dodge Charger, over 100,000 miles on it, equipped with new McPherson struts, of course, that were purchased at Advance Auto Parts, I'm sure, Steve.
Yes. Yeah. They were the Monroe Sensatrac ones. Yep.
Okay, so this is a lot of people are driving 100,000 plus mile cars at this point in time in life. And when the snow melts and we get these potholes, what is the mission of Advance Auto Parts and the Pothole Dummy? Just to show us how much damage we can get from potholes?
Yeah, so I mean, really, the idea is just to bring awareness to everyone that this type of climate can do to your car. Basically, as Bill was saying earlier, I think he ran through three tires basically because of hitting potholes.
Destroyed. Yes,
we did not have that unfortunate occurrence by tacoing a rim or taking out a tire, but we did incur a little bit of damage. The undercarriage was scraped in a few different places. I believe our washer fluid tank actually started leaking from bottoming out.
How deep are these potholes?
Yeah, well, Daniel, I think, didn't you take a tape measure or a ruler to a couple of them one time?
I did, yeah. There's video of it on the potholedummy.com website. I mean, there were some pretty good ones. I mean, there were some pretty, there were moments where you'd go pretty, because I was hitting them at higher speeds, too. I was speeding up when I got closer.
You wanted to hit them.
That was my goal.
Sure, because he has somebody in Steve to take care of the car when it's all messed
up. It's not my car. That's the thing. You know what I mean? I didn't take out the insurance policy. I mean, literally, I was just in it, and it was, okay, go and see if you can destroy this automobile. So the more damage I did, the more I was happy. I was, making everybody back in Advance happy. So, but you'd hit them pretty hard, and there were certain ones where you'd hit them, and you'd hear something. There was one we hit, and I heard, and there is again a video of this one too, but like we hit it and I heard something just on the right side of the car, just like a crack or something. I was like, well, that can't be good.
Yeah.
And then a few blocks later, we pull up to a red light, and the guy's like, roll down your window. I'm like, okay. He's like, you have a cord hanging off the side of your car. And it turned out one of the cameras that was like in the wheel well monitoring the shocks had just snapped off, and we just lost a camera. Like, it's in a pothole somewhere in Chicago, just sitting there. So I was very, very proud of that.
Oh, no.
All right, we've got Steve Hagen on the phone from Advance Auto Parts and Daniel Strauss, who is the Pothole Dummy. You can go to potholedummy.com and check out these videos. All right, so what do we need to know, Steve, if we do hit a pothole? What are some of the ways we can check to see if our car is okay?
Yeah, so there's a couple of easy checks that you can do at your house for checking like your shocks and struts. It's just kind of it's like a bounce test. So you can put your hands on the fenders, gently so you don't dent your fenders, but push down firmly so that you can kind of gauge on how much the car is rebounding. So it isn't, I think we've all seen those vehicles driving down the freeway that are trampolining or kind of bouncing as they're going down. And that's notorious signs for a worn out shock or strut. And that can affect braking as well. So your shocks, your brakes help you stop, your shocks and struts help you stop sooner. So anything that's affecting your actual ride for shocks and struts, that will deter your braking performance and overall ride quality.
I have a question about when I hit excuse me, I hit speeds over 65 miles an hour, my steering wheel kind of vibrates a little bit, and that could maybe mean that my wheels are out of alignment from hitting potholes?
Yeah, so that would more so be towards that your wheels are out of balance. Normal tire shops can rebalance your wheels for you. If that doesn't fix the problem, your ball joints or tie rod ends could be causing that. And
that's kind of personal. I don't want to tell you about my ball joints or my
not on the
what
phone.
Else
your
are
tie
they?
Rod ends.
My
Come
tie
on.
Rod ends.
Yeah,
yes.
It's not really appropriate for the radio either. You know, I'm surprised you brought it up, Steve.
But, well, you know, I don't have a filter, so.
Well, you work in an auto supply store. You got to have filters somewhere.
Air filter, oil filter.
Try aisle six. They're there.
All right.
There's no head filter, though.
So, Steve, seriously, what you guys are saying, though, is hitting a pothole at, you know, when we're on the expressway, sometimes you can't swerve because they come upon you before you even see them. It could really cause damage or a serious accident.
Exactly, yeah. I think AAA came up with the numbers over the last 3 years. It was $15 million in damages, and that's about $3 billion per year in annual damages, according to AAA data. So it's a severe issue across the nation.
Those numbers that's Chicago. National, correct?
Yep,
okay, national. That's national.
That's not like one guy.
No, that's yeah, yeah. Per driver.
Yeah, per driver,
that's
yeah.
terrible. Well, a lot of cities, like when they have a pothole problem, they'll fill it with asphalt. Here in Chicago, they choose to use marshmallow fluff, which I don't think does a good enough job.
Is that the spray foam from Home Depot?
They yeah, fill it that's in? Not yeah. going to do it. That's terrible. Nope. Well, I know you've talked about, Steve, what it does to the car to fix the car, but we're looking at Daniel. The guy looks shell-shocked. I've never seen a human being just more scared to go outside. How do you help a guy like that? That's not going to be good.
Well, yeah, if you come down to Advance Auto Parts or CarQuest stores, we have the employees there to take a look at your car if you need help with that, or if you bring in one of the old parts that you've disassembled yourself.
Yeah.
We have those parts in stock. You can order online, buy online and pick up in store within 30 minutes after you make that purchase online. Or we can also refer you to a number of commercial shops throughout the area that can help you out if the repair damage is a little bit too sophisticated.
So when you see the potholedummy.com billboard, and that's pretty much all it says, Advance Auto Parts is behind it. And was this your baby, Steve?
No, it wasn't my baby, but it was definitely the company's baby, and I'm proud to help out on it for sure.
Steve, even at one point, there's a video you can check out where Steve threw on one of the pothole dummy jumpsuits.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he's in the back of the car. He was the only other person on this thing who was brave enough to throw on one of those jumpsuits with me. So, and he looks great in it, really.
Yeah, the dummy and I tag teamed that one.
That's fun. That's really fun.
You can go to potholedummy.com, check out all the videos on this and everything. And Steve, also Advance Auto Parts, is there a website for that as well before we let you go?
Yeah, just www.advanceautoparts.com.
Steve, it was a pleasure meeting you. This is a great idea, and we will follow along and find out how many potholes one car can take. Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you very much.
All right, and we're going to talk to Daniel Strauss, who is driving this car. He had a mime ride-along. Maybe we could get you to ride along with him. Can we take a break and come back?
All right, yep, absolutely. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
All right, my curiosity was piqued when I saw the billboard that said potholedummy.com, and we have the pothole dummy in the studio. Not really. His name's Daniel Strauss. You're an actor. You're over at Second City, and you drive these cars fearlessly, don't you?
That's as long as they're not mine, I will take them and drive them into whatever they tell me to. Absolutely.
It's more than one car?
It was just one car.
It's
it was
one
just
car.
The Dodge Charger, yeah, with the 100,000 miles on it and the new struts.
And how's that car holding up now after hitting that many potholes?
I mean, it was, to be honest, it was still in remarkably good shape afterwards.
Was it?
The majority of the damage, I think, was to the undercarriage. There was like a lot of scraping there because you go through these deep pots and you can hear it, you know, when you bottom out in one, you hashtag clunk clunk, which was, you know, a big hashtag that I was pushing during the whole thing. I'm pretty sure it was trending worldwide. But yeah, you hear that sound and you're like, okay, that's, sure enough, I mean, the undercarriage was like worn down. I think the wheel wells, like a lot of the stuff in there had held up pretty well, but there was definitely John Gardner, who's one of the guys who's on the gig, said there was a little bit of movement showing up.
There was. I
think the truth is that, you know, these cars are they're built to withstand this, but only to a point.
Yeah.
So I think still the amount of damage that we were able to do to it in just a week, considering that you're driving your car every single day over potholes, like it adds up in a big way.
The only benefit of driving your own car around is you know where the potholes are and you're able to get in a different lane as you approach that same thing on your daily commute every day. You were different. You were trying to hit every pothole you saw, And is there a certain area that seems to be worse than others with potholes?
So probably the worst area.
Chicago, that we hit, just in general?
The city in general, yeah, is pretty bad. I would say like pretty much the worst area that we hit was on the north side, like around like Avondale and Addison.
Yeah?
Yeah, and then like even down to like Addison and Elston, like all around there. There's also that like intersection at it's like Elston and Fullerton and Damon where they all come together. Like that whole kind of area is just awful.
It's terrible, isn't it?
It's really bad. Like we, because there were times like you'd be surprised. Like there were times where we were like, oh man, we have to look. Like this area is like really well paved. And then there were other times where it was like, all I have to do is just put my foot on the gas.
That's
it. This counter is just going to continue to go up. So that area, I would say, like the Avondale, Addison, the whole Avondale like neighborhood was really, really bad.
There's parts of, it'd be Andersonville kind of like around Ridge where you get a pothole and they just don't fix it. And I know they're getting complaints because the same people are driving it every day.
Oh, yeah.
It can be there for weeks or months before they do anything to
well,
it.
Well, we have this map on the website now because every time we hit one, we logged it on this map automatically. Yeah. So you can actually, when you go on the website, you can look at the map and you can see, it's interactive. So you can see where they were and the severity. We have the hashtag skull scale, which is again another hashtag I was pushing. I said during it, they were paying me by the hashtag. So
oh, they were.
Yeah, so just the more hashtags I cranked out, the bigger the check. So we had they were ranked on a scale of 1 to 5 skulls, depending on the severity. And you can see that right on the map, like how severe they were.
What's going to happen in the future? Everybody's talking about driverless cars. Mm-hmm. So will they understand that a pothole is coming and they need to swerve and get out of the way of the pothole?
Yeah, we had a discussion about that at one point. Like, will they know that? And then, like, if there's, like, damage caused to the car because of that, like, who's at fault for the damage?
Yeah.
You know, I can only speculate, but if there's any way that I can blame something else for a problem with my car, I'll be happy to shift the blame, to something else.
How long did this campaign go on? Because the total potholes hit was 1,110.
Mm-hmm. In a week.
Yeah.
In a week.
I was proud of that.
That's a week.
Yeah, that was a Monday through Friday, and that was driving like 6 hours a day. So it's not like we were like 24 hours around the clock. That was like pretty casually just driving, taking an hour for lunch every day, and doing 6 hours every day.
That's
and we were
awful.
Able to hit that many potholes.
I hope you went through a drive-through and did the potholes that were in the drive-throughs at various locations.
Yeah, I mean we didn't even have to. Like we found certain areas where we're like, oh great, we can let's ride this one a few different times,
255 total miles driven, and the average pothole per mile. Any guesses, Bill?
Oh, I couldn't
average
even guess.
Potholes per mile.
I would say close to
4.35 4.35
per mile.
Right? Yeah, pretty good.
That's disgusting.
I was proud of that. Yeah.
And there is a way for you to try and get some kind of reimbursement.
Good luck, by the way, because I've tried. They throw that away so fast, you can't believe it.
Really?
Yeah. ShyCityClerk.com,
good luck.
You can make a claim there. Take pictures.
Yeah, they don't care. They laugh at you on the phone. They literally laugh at
really?
You.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I was laughing the whole way. Again, I didn't own this car.
Right.
I was having a really good
time. And you were
time.
Getting paid to do this.
That's right, that's right.
For most
yeah,
of
yeah,
us,
yeah.
It's the opposite.
Well, but it takes a curve. Like, you have to, like, retrain yourself for how you've driven your whole life
to avoid stuff.
Yeah, like the first day, like we get out there and I'm like swerving away. I'm like, no, that's I have to drive into the potholes.
Yeah,
like that.
Right.
So, and then the worst thing would be like at the end of the day, I would leave and I'd get in my own car and I'd have to like mentally remember like don't hit the potholes
because
nothing's there's no counter now. It's just you just driving this one you do own.
Right.
So it was like it's even like now like still I'll be like driving and I'll see and be like oh I could hit that like so easy right now I could get in and out of that scrape the undercarriage, being good, ruin the shocks. I can be in good shape, but I can't do that because that I'm an actor and that's my
own. Oh, that's tough.
Well, potholedummy.com. That's the brainchild of Advance Auto Parts, and you can go to potholedummy.com. Daniel Strauss is the guy who was driving around. And what are you doing now that you're finished being the pothole dummy?
I'm a cast member at the Second City on the Second City main stage.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
That's really great.
Thanks a lot. It's a blast. And our current review, Fool Me Twice, Deja Vu, is playing right now. That's every night except for Monday night. So Tuesday through Sunday, come check it out.
It's gotten some really good reviews. I just want to put that in there too.
Yeah, it's done all right.
And what's your hope eventually? What do you hope to do eventually?
Just drive every car.
Drive every car that's out there.
Yeah, even ones that I don't own. Yeah.
Daniel, thank you very much. We appreciate it. That's Daniel Strauss. We'll take a quick break.
10-2 position on the
way
out,
right? Always 10-2. We'll take a quick break. We'll find out what's coming your way next. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN.